Okay. That's Elihei Matzilinosim Benavsha. There are two pshatim and Rishayim what this means. Rashi is Minho Aveira. The Rambam is Minho Aveira. The Benavshan Shalmi. Benavshan of the Rodev. Or Benavshan Matzilin Oson. Who is the word Oson referring to? The Rodev, you save him from doing the Aveira, or you save the victim from being victimized. Menavshon shel rodev. So Rashi says Meno Aveira. What does Tosa say? V'im Toma. Hupkam chomo mirotzeach. Sheze beskid of zebesayev. La pirchi. Docho lo kopikra isuro. The Torah, we're not talking about the Isser. Ela apkimo. To a nevdebo aveira. Because after the fact, Oshe ein makpeda, so she says she doesn't care. Abgom ein matzilin, also benavsho. Ruchar b'shmaiten. Upshita, the yesh pgam godo benera. There's a bigger pgam if you kill someone than benaru morosu. Maybe it's from the Aveira. How do I know what I'm saying is right? But we have a pasuk telling me not Avodas Chachamim and not Shabbos. Ubehema. Kunjus perish the common Dapkima Kobit. Ugoli Bahani, Vloba Aveira Sacheros. So, oh, Yeshama. The Ain Moshiel or Mashra da Boshta Kobit Kra. Yeah, that's very good. So maybe you can interpret Tosus to say that after, yeah, I may have thought, so the Aveira, but no. Not because of the Aveira, because of the Pekim, but after the exercise of cause of a Shabbos and a Avodah Zarah. Could be. But you can't say that in Rashi. So, but we have a problem. Tosus quoting Rashi, Apkim Akabed Rachman, the Gemara says Apkim Akabed Rachman. So Baal Korchach, what do you have to say? Al Korchach, what do you have to say? That it's both. Talking about both. You save him from the... When do you save a person from the Aveira? Normally, if a person on the way to Mechal Shabbos, on the way to Avodah Zarah, you don't save him from the Aveira. But when do you save him from the Aveira? When there is a case of Pekima, and you need both together, which creates a problem, as I mentioned. What happened in such a matzav, there is no Aveira, is can you kill the Rodev? That cotton, okay, we saw previously, cotton is chayev. Because cotton has a kavanah samais, give me a Rodev. But, so therefore, so, now, what happens if, in a case that there's no chiyuv misa, maybe what we're doing is as follows. Every rodev has a chiyuv misa. That's why I need an aveira. Otherwise, I won't have a chiyuv misa. But, the hatzalah, so hatzalah works because he's mechuyav misa. For what? For the redifa. I, a person mechuyav misa, you can't execute him until you bring him to Bezin and a chanami. But here, because of hatzalah, we allow the chuyav misa to be put into effect. That's the way, lefi anias daiti, the only way to go through the sugya. And Tana Rabbana, not minayim. The road of Achaver Lohar Goshini Latzilo Benavsho. Tamalo Lotzaman al Dam Reacha. Where do we know the Chiv Hatzola for? From Lotzaman al Dam Reacha. The Gemara says, oh, who says, Ayin Achanam is the Chiv Hatzola? Who says the Chiv Hatzola tells me that I allowed to kill the person for Chiv Hatzola? I learned that from Naram Arasa. I learned Naram Arasa from Oseach. I is because of Hashem Oselo. The Gemara says, why do I need both Hashem Oselo to tell me something? What it tells me? I have to spend money. Okay, now, yeah. Spending money, what does that mean? Let us take a look in the Rishonim, how they say it. Let's take a look in the Rosh. What said? He says, how do you nafshe? I'm a mitrach v'gurlo kamash v'lon. And he says, v'hanitzo chayev lifroa lamatzo. If I had spent money on saving you, you have to reimburse me. Masha hotzi. Then other mechuyav lahatzel nefesh chaveru b'mamonu hecha de isle mamonu lenitzo. But he puts in a qualification. That let's say the person I'm saving is a billionaire. So he has to reimburse me. But let's say he's an onivyev and doesn't have a penny. So I have to spend money to save him. You take a look.
How much?
What?
How much?
Now the question is, it's a very good question. Very good question. Here, we'll see. Let's first of all see what everyone agrees with this. And the question is how much. And we'll see Pidyon Shvuyim, Halach and Shulchan Aruch, exactly what's involved in here. So how much do I have to pay? For instance, this is halach l'maaseh every day. You have someone, I have to go to the United States for an operation, it's going to cost me $1 million. Does everyone have to kick in for it or not? That's not a case of a rodeif. But what is this? A chiyuv hatzolah. Chiyuv hatzolah costs money, and the person doesn't have the money. How much is everyone mechuyev to chip in for it, or not chip in for it? The maaseh mechuyev, you see. See it all over the place every day. Let's see what the Tosfos HaRosh said. Let's see what the Rishonim here have to say about this. They agree with the Rosh or don't agree with the Rosh. Chiyuv Hatzolah, let me see what Shulchan Aruch has to say about it. Says the Yad Ramah. The Torah says, I have to make every physical effort. I do not have to spend money. Says I don't have to spend any money. Yeah, I have to lay out. I may have to lay out the money, but it doesn't have to cost me a penny. So says the Yad Ramah. He's not. Let's see the other Rishon, what they have to say about this. Meisim b'chayom. Yes.
That means that
down
the money you should have saved him?
What? I mean, I am b'chayom or not? Okay, let me give you a certain shaila. I had a woman who came to me with the following shaila. She was in a nurse in an ICU unit. Okay. And there are certain, now the question is, who do you have to try to save? At what point do you have to save someone? You don't have to save someone. There's certain halachas about that. There's certain hospital procedures about that. What happens if the hospital procedure is not to save and the halacha would be to save? And if she would do it, she would lose her job. Is she mechuyev to lose her job or not mechuyev to lose her job? It's not going to cost her money, it's going to cost her a job. The Chuvin Radvaz says like this, it goes, it's a whole very complicated thing, how much you have to do to save somebody. You know, a lot of these Chuvas come from these type of rulers who like to play with people. So the true Chuvas of Radvaz about the following situation. There's a certain local ruler called the person in and says, I want you to let me chop off your, either you let me chop off your ear or I'm going to kill so-and-so. Is he mechuyev to have his ear chopped off to save somebody's life? For the Radvaz was Aloch Lamais. Someone came to him with that shayla. Okay. See, we live in strange times when people, we live in strange times today. They live in different strange times. Okay. So there are two levels to that, Shaila. Am I mechuyev to machnas myself to a suffix sakana to save it from a vadai sakana? Okay. That means if it was done in a way, that, so here, there are two levels the Radvaz has to that, Shaila. It was done in a way that was a suffix sakana, just slicing off his ear, who knows what's going to be. There'll be an infection, there'll be a hemorrhage, whatever. Or it's done in a way there is no suffix sakana, but he's still going to lose an ear. Machnas yourself to suffix sakana to save someone from varai sakana. Again, that's a maisim b'chol yom. Do you have to give a kidney, or are you allowed to give a kidney to save someone who needs a kidney? Why? Anytime you do such a major surgery as losing a kidney, there's always a suffix sakana. You never know. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned a beautiful system for the human body. Kidney's a very delicate organ. And it's buried very deep inside your abdominal cavity. To get to it, it's major surgery. When they give you a new kidney, they put it very accessible on the outside. Why? Because they wanted to be able to, in case they have to replace it. But to get to the kidney where HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed it, it's a major surgery. Every major surgery has not sakana. So we'll see as we go on that it's a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to donate a kidney. To machnas yourself, sofak sakana, to save from a vanai sakana. To kes of Mishnah, all sorts of rias to that. Okay. But he had a different shayla. Let's say cutting off the ear would be done in a way. Not going to be a suffix hakona. How much you have to give up? Okay. So now here we're talking about giving up money. There he's talking about giving up his ear. The case I gave you was a shayla I had about a woman who's in a position. She can save this person. Then she'd never be able to work again in any ICU unit. And she'd lose her total parnasa. We'll get to Mitzvah Shembli Neder, a lot of these shilas. We'll see. But here, the Rosh says you have to lay out money if the person is not going, if the person does not have money. If he does have money, he reimburses you. Says the Yad Ramah, we have to save him, you're not going to have to give money. Okay. Says the Yonah Simulunel, he just says straight, you have to spend money. See the Ron. Tosura. Oh! Look, people think these are hills in the Mashiach. Not hills in the Mashiach. They're very anyone in normal life situations. says. No, it doesn't say it here, it says it elsewhere. And the Ran says, let's see, the Ran says, doesn't comment. Now, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Chof Hei, Tav Chof Vav, Chayv Adam Lahatzlos Chaveiro Bein Begufo Bein Mimono. That's how the Shulchan Aruch begins. Haraz Chaveiro Tovei Biyam. O Listin Bo Amalav, O Chayi Roa Bo Alav, V'yochol Hatzila Hu Atzmo, O Shiyizkor Acherim Lahatzlo Vo Hitzel, Shishom Agoyim Botsim Achashim Roa Tomim Bono, etc. Chayv. Over, he says, Over Al Otsamur Al Dam Reach. He says, Yochal Atzilu Hu Ba'atzma, O She Yizke Polim. He says, the Sma says, if it's only the Asay, you don't have to spend money. On the Lotz Asay, Afilu Hotzim Momon, and She Yizke Rachem, Hatzil Tzoruch. V'chotzim Harosh V'hatur B'sim and Zeh. He says, the Heavy Harosh Raya Ladova says that you get reimbursed. But he says, why don't they bring it here? So in the Shulchan Aruch I have, it says, but in Yoredeya, they say it by the mitzvah of, I don't know. It was in my Shulchan Aruch downstairs. Where in Yoredeya? Okay, here we'll see in a second. Second in the Sma, Ubahagos Maimonius Kosov. Yerushalmi Masik, the Tzurach of Yilahaz the Achmel, the Sofik Sakona Avorzeh. Hagos Maimon says it's a chiyuv to be machnas yourself to a sofak sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana. Beis Yotzef, v'nir shatam hu, halo vada hu sofak, gam zeh yishmito amachaber, zeh yishrama kevin shaposkim arif, rambam arosh ratur lo heviu, bepeskei mishumach yishmitu. Take a look in the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says it's a midas chasidus. Here he quotes the smach. Says very clearly from the Haggadah Maimonides that it is a chiyuv gomur, and the Mechaber paskins no, that is a midas chasidus. Oh, here it is. We are a day simon reish nun beis sof simon yud beis. Give me a yoredeya reish nun beis. We'll see what it says. Simon, Rational Base, good base. The mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Hapod Chaveru Men Hashviyo. Chayiv L'Shalem Lo Islay L'Shalem. Says very clearly, Pidyon Shvuyim, if the person has the means, when he gets out, has to be paid. Okay. Tzorach l'shalem lo miyad. He has to pay him right away. Okay. So, the Shach says, How do we paskin? We paskin a very simple thing. That he had, that pigeon shvuyim, you have to save his life. If he doesn't have money, give everything. If he has money, he has to reimburse you. Now why? It could be for many reasons. Or it could be so some of the Monose Kalim say, otherwise, some Rishonim say, otherwise no one would get involved in Pidyon Shvuyim. It's a practical thing. It's a special din in Pidyon Shvuyim. The pashtus of the Shach and the Ramah is no. They paskin exactly like the Rosh. That you have to spend to save a person's life, and if he has money, reimburse, and if he doesn't have money, you have to save him. Yeah. That is the pashtus of what we paskin halacha l'maaseh, like the Rosh. Now, okay, that's the first thing here. All interesting side bits. Now, Machnas Atzma L'Sofek Sakona. So, if you take a look in the Sma, he quotes Yusham Tzichi of Gomor. He quotes the Agos My Money Is. The Ketzef, for some reason, he doesn't quote the Ketzef Mishnah. Ketzef Mishnah says it's a Midas Chassidus. You're allowed, normally you're not allowed to put yourself into a Sofek Sakona. But, person's not allowed to do anything dangerous. And you can't go driving down the road at 150 miles an hour. No, it's doing something dangerous. But if you do, you are allowed to do to put yourself in Sofak Sarkona to save someone from a Vadai Sarkona. Now, wait a second. Now, about how much you have to spend, what about the case of the ear, the parnosa, we'll get to that as we go on and understand the sugyas a little better. But, okay, so we went through the Gemara, and more relatively straightforward. And then we came to the Gemara about Pekita. What is it? Rav Yudah Omer Af Omer Es Henich Lo Yahargeno. She says as follows. Let him, don't kill him. My Miflik. So the Braisa has two mandamrim. If she says, what's the machlokas? Amar Rav makpedes al pigmo umenichto shelo yargena. Rabbonin savri al pigmo kopid rachmona. Vare makpedes al pigmo. Rav Yudah Hai dekom rachmona kaili. Mishin dam rosu nashu liktola. Holu mosu nashu liktola. She cares about it. She's screaming and yelling, I don't want it. Get this guy away, but don't kill him. Why not? So here you have Rishonim who let's see what Rashi says. Yes, relatively straightforward. Rishainim akpedes lo chomer rabbanan the miktalei. Rishom averi lo chomer mavoras kachom. If she doesn't care about it, just the averi per se, without the chi of hatzala, doesn't do anything. The Aveira per se. Because we see from our Zorah Chil Shabbos. Our Pigma Kabir Rachman, Milok Siv Bahai Kro, Elamidi Pogma. The only time the Torah ever said it is in the case of a Pigma. Shmami no our Pigma Kabir. The Motsu Navshluk Tola, Sheesh Snow, Shemotsum Atsma Lamovas, Shagen of Loti Borlo, V'amr Torah hatzel domo v'domo. Very key Rashi.
It depends how important it is to her. Is it important to her that she'd be willing to die rather than do it? If for her it's worth her life, so then you can kill him. How bad is the pekima? What does the pekima mean to her? Why? Rashi has told us. What does pekima mean?
Mevaisha umezalzalo.
She's mevuyash and she's treated like dirt. How bad is it to her? That's a 2 days in the Gemara. It has to be to her mamish like ritzicha, so then you can kill him. Or she doesn't want it. It's important to her, but not al kedei kach. The question is it midin ritzicha? We treat it as ritzicha if only for her it's ritzicha. Or we treat her ritzicha because of the absolute thing, because of the damage that's done to her. That, according to Rashi, the 2 days in the Gemara. And we pass like Rabbanan against Rabbi. That's how Rashi learns it. Take a look how the Rambam learns it. You understand what the machlokas is? It's a din hatzol bevada. It's a din hatzol. Not a question. It's a din hatzol. It's not a question. It's a din hatzol. But why is it a din hatzol? Because it's kasha yokom yishol reo tzocha nefesh kenadova. We treat the busha and the zilzal as if it's ritzicha. Is it we treat it as if it's ritzicha, or she has to treat it as ritzicha? And what do we do? Says Rashi. Let's just take a look at the finish. The Motzon Nafshi. Lo tipa Amra Torah Hatzil Domo V'Domo. Not only Hatzil Domo. Rashi's going back to what he said. Domo. Save him from the Avera. The chi of Hatzolah is to save him from the Avera because of your chi of to save her. That's Rashi said. Didn't say domo only. V'domo also his was saving him from the Avera.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
How do we know, according to Rashi, that Rebbe Yehuda is working with the Svarah of Kagam? Maybe Rashi is saying that Rebbe Yehuda is working with the Svarah that she may die because he may kill her.
He doesn't say she may die. He says she would be willing to die.
Maybe that's
the okay, let's take a look at what the Rambam says. The Rambam says like this. Yes. It doesn't say bidomo. It says vidomo. A vav, not a base. What? I understand. The gifts that we have in front of us, says one. This is not the gifts. It depends what gifts you have. Okay. The old Vilna gifts is that way. You have Ozo Hoda. Okay. I grew up before Ozo Hoda. The Rambam says like this. Rod of Achor Erva. Voyo Acherim wrote from Achor of Hatsiba. There people running to save him. Yomer lahem hani chuho. She says, Kadesh lo yahargeni. I'm afraid that if he is going to see you people chasing him and he feels he's going to be killed, he may kill me. She's afraid he may kill her. Now, ain't shomelo, we don't pay attention to her. Is this a real fear? Or given the situation, she's in an irrational fear or not? If it's a real fear that if they chase him, he may kill her. So then, I don't know why there's a machlokas here. Why is there a machlokas? They're really afraid that he may. So what? Because the whole thing is based on the chi of hatzolah. But if there's a fear that he may kill her because they're chasing him,
So where's the Chiyuv Hatzolah? Chiyuv Hatzolah, and Tos already said the Pekim, and the Gemara says the Pekim of Ritzicha is a much bigger Pekim than the Pekim of her being in the Velas. So the only way I can understand the Rambam is no. She's in this situation. She's being attacked. She's in the situation, she's being attacked, and she has all these fears. And we don't think there's a danger at all, but she's afraid she's going to get killed. So she's willing to be mevater on her pgam rather than be killed. And if we think there's no danger of her being killed, we say, fine, we don't pay attention to it. I believe it must be an irrational fear. Because if it was a real fear, I don't know whether there's a machlokas here. And the psak is in Shomala, why not? She may get killed. You can't allow, if there's a real possibility she's going to get killed, why can't we allow her to get killed? To save her from the pgam, Ritzicha, the Gemara says, Mocham, is a bigger pgam. So, ain't showing law. And we put her in danger? Chas v'shalom, I can't put her in danger. The whole thing is a chiyuv hatzolah. So, in the Rambam, must be the only way I can understand the Rambam is it's an irrational fear. She's the situation, not everyone is so balanced to be able, she's being attacked. Who said she's in such a balanced matzav that she can make those evaluations? She can't make those evaluations. So we're on the outside, we make those evaluations, she's not in danger, so therefore you don't listen to her. But according to Rashi, wait one second. Rashi says, the machlokes is about a case of a woman who would be willing to be done. So what is it? A woman who would willing to give up her life rather than... So what? So here, so... Maybe it could be the two agree with each other, and Rashi is talking about a case like that as well. I don't know.
Rashi yeah. Says
what?
Rashi and I and Gimel before yeah. the thing to them says that the case is Meir Hidakama.
What?
Meir Hidakama.
Which Rashi?
Homer.
Homer is the Matzina Rose from Achvein Icho Tidvach Shelo Yehageno. She's only saying because she's afraid of the situation, not because it's really the time of her. Okay, you're right. Right, Rashi apparently. Right, from here you see Rashi agrees. The Rambam, and that's how he says she's not saying it because it's a real danger. Given the whole matzav, she's just afraid she's going to get killed. That and Rashi spells it out exactly. Okay. Let's see. Okay. And the Yad Ramah says like this. This is very straightforward Gemara until we get to the super complicated ones. Yad Ramah says like this. Abba Meretz Henichuli. V'daikim maikam ifugim v'ad nalekele meybede ben nechula v'digle kamar. Not that the woman wants him in Mazana. If the woman wants him in Mazana, so there's no redifa, there's nothing. And it's if they do, they are very, you punish them for it. The Imlokan have a polygraph, there's not the Imbushim Averi, it's no worse than Avodah Zorah and Shabbos. If someone on the way to do Averi, you don't kill him. Elamak Peretz Abkom, Shemericho Shalom Yahargeno. Hi, the Koma Rachmon Liktalei. She's willing to put herself in danger and not Kadesh lo Tibalo. On Ritora holy himo Sarasatsmalamovas. Kadesh lo Tibalambatsin also Filibanavsha Sharoga. She treats it as Ritzicha. She's gonna give up her life for it. So therefore, if that's the type of person she is, so we can kill him. She has to, that is, Rabbi Yehuda said, she has to treat it as Ritzicha Mamish. If she treats it as Ritzicha Mamish, then we can kill him. So that is how the first pshat is. The question is, is it we treat it as Ritzicha, even though she may not treat it as Ritzicha? We treat it as Ritzicha? Okay. So far as you read, my daughter, my Rachman, Lictalay, Mishum, the Mosi, your Navsal, Yakahom Rachman, Lictalay, the way, Elo, Lictalay, Ehu, Ehu, Lictalay. That's another man, though, man. No. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda said there's no din of, there is no din. The parshas of this other man, though, there's no din of Arias. Arias is always, we're afraid he's going to kill her. Okay. Now. These are, but the parshas of all Rishonim is a very straightforward. Let's just run. Similar. No, it doesn't say. Okay, now that Rabbi Yehuda is, whether the problem is. Rabbi Yehuda said, because she treats it as her tzicha? Okay. And, or she's mochelas. Okay, those are the two things. On her hatzalah. Now, the word continues. Kabin Rachmona, the word says, Hello, Masan, Ashtok Tom, Lerav Papa, Labaya, Marakoyen Gorol, Nami Kapogimlo, Abkim Rabbe. No, it's only a big gemah, not a small gemah. Chet, elu chai v'krisis, or minu. More goes off on the side. I don't have to go through. It's not a, to go through this work totally would take us totally off base. I'll skip over it. Okay. Then the gemara goes like this. Rabbi Yonis and Menshol hu d'tanya. Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, who did Tanya, discussed this. Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, Rodev Shoy Rodev Achaver Lohargo, Yochel Atzil Bechameivarav, Lohitzel Neharagolov. Neharagolov, the Pashtus, according to most who showed him, he's Chayim Mis. The Rambam is a unique Shita. He's not Neharagolov, he's just Chayim Mis Loshamay. Saw that. My time is Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. Don't see the chinuot on Roshim. Amar Rabbi Lozim Matzus Shabamisim. Chazim Medabe. Don't see him also on Yim and Asatin Nevesh Tachos Nafsh. Afilu Hachi Amar Rachmanu. Also on Roshionish. Yarim Bishma Yochel Hatzim Yochel Mevorav. On the Matzil Hainu the Mashkachas for the Onish. Kigon Shi Yochel Hatzilu Mechel Mevorav. Yarim Yochel Hatzim Yochel Mevorav Nami Nilatzil Nafsh. Hech Mashkachas the Onish. Okay, so we've gone through all these sugyos already. Amar Rava, Rodev, Shoye Rodev Achaver Veshibras Hakelim, Ben Shal Nirdav Ben Shal Kol Adam Potter. My time is Chay Ben Nafshu, for Nirdav Shishibras Hakelim Shal Rodev Potter, Shal Kol Adam Chay Shal Rodev Potter. Shal Yem Amon Ruchov Vol Megufam. I can kill him. I can destroy. Okay. We've seen all the different things here. The Kamev Rabbe we've talked about. We've talked about Yotzel Hachmetz and Varov. All of these we've talked about. Now we begin a whole different thing. Tanya. Now we get into the next major, major, complicated sugya. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Oved avodas kachovim nitin lahatzilo benafsh. Mekal vachomer. He says, a person on the way to do avodah zarah, you can kill him. Why? Umap kam hedyo nitna hatzila benavsho kam gavol lo kolshken. So what is Reb Shimon ben Yochai saying? Pgam is it's not because of a chiyuv hatzola of the victim. It's because the pekima is part of the chumras ha'aveira. And if the chumras ha'aveira is so that you're pogam a woman, certainly pogam HaKadosh Baruch. What does pogam HaKadosh Baruch mean? How do I ruin HaKadosh Baruch? So, yeah, well, okay. Rashi doesn't say. So let's say what other Rishonim say. What is it? Pogi by Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, but he's not calling Chatzola. What does it mean? It says Yad Ramah. What is it? It's Rav Shimon Yochai. It's not midin hatzola. It's midin the chumra of that. Not only is an avera that I want to be mavaza the other person, treating the other person like dirt. Treating another person like dirt is what gives you the heta to kill the person. It's a different avodah zarah, gila rais, and shvichas dar. And all these things. Treating him like dirt. Shane also, he says, what? Avodah Zarah, shekofa b'makom alach. You worship Avodah Zarah means you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu like dirt. If treating a human being like dirt, you kill a person trying to do it. So Rav Shimon Yochai, treating HaKadosh Baruch Hu like dirt, it's the same thing. That is what the Yad Ramah has to say. What does it mean, pogam gavoy? That doesn't mean you're affecting the person. The zilzon and the bitul in another human being. That's he understood it. Yeah. Okay. We don't paskin that way. We paskin not the chumras aveira of the way he treats another human being. It's the hatzola of the human being from being treated like dirt. Okay. Now, Ninru v'garmru b'aliyas b'etznitza b'lut. Kol averas shabat Torah im omru l'odom avor v'al tehor ge'avor v'al yehore chot m'avaras kochov v'gil arayis v'shvichas dom. Zer b'kiv eger here. Tells you to look in a Tosis and Sota. Talk about ayim chuyif mimotz nefesh not to be malbin chavero barabim. Wow. People do it all the time, right? The TVA said, so we'll take a look at natosis. One thing is treating people like dirt is a very serious avera that should come out of this Gemara. Okay. Avar kachom. Gdav Ashichos don. Avar kachom lo. V'hatanya, Am Rabbi Yishmael. Na'ishim Om Elodom Avod Avar kachom Mal Tehoreg. Rabbi Yishmael said that V'chai b'hem lo shi yomis b'hem. You'll have feel b'vai heshit ha'vom lo chal Hashem koshin. It dashed you. Inu d'am rake Rabbi Lazim. V'na'av machol kastanoyim. In Avodah Zarah, whether it's Yehari Vel Yavor or only in only in a situation of B'fahesya. Okay. Why? What's the svara? Tanya Rabbi Lazomer. V'avdei shem akter b'chol v'ochom ha'shom adach. Nabuchol v'av shalom and Nabuchom adach. Nabuchom adach v'om and Nabuchom adach shalom. Yishcha adam shaguf v'chov of all of them are. Some people, their guf is more choshim than more. It's a b'chon adach. And other people say, the more is more choshim than the guf. B'chom adach. Okay. V'avdei shem akter b'chol v'ochom ha'shom adach. Mashmer shalom tachmirenu b'avorez tamirenu. Okay. Now, this halach of Azor Yehorek Val Yavor is going to be the Pesach to understand exactly what it happens in Yehorek Val Yavor. Just to give you a simple question. Someone comes up, if I do a ma'isa avodah zarah and thinking the whole thing is a joke. And I'm doing it for business reasons. Okay, is that an isra avodah zarah or not isra avodah zarah? I think it's a joke. In my mind, it's stupid. But, okay, my boss wants me to do it. Is that avodah zarah or not avodah zarah? Does avodah zarah require the mental kabbalah soha that I accepted as a god, as a power at least? Or no? Just the act of avodah zarah itself is also. Because right now we're confronted, someone stands with a gun and tells you, you worship avodah zarah. What do? I bow down because I think it's a joke, I think it's stupid, but I don't want to get shot. Now, so is that avodah zarah? That's not avodah zarah. Avodah zarah requires the kabbalah seloa. Saying, Eliato, you are my God. Or, no. Then, what happens? You know, it happened to Jews all the time in the Middle Ages. Someone came up to them, except Christianity. Story of Chana v'Sheva Bonecho. What was the story of Chana v'Sheva Bonecho? They were Moshe Nefesh. Not to bow down to Avodah Zarah, even just a fake bowing down to Avodah Zarah. Here you have a major machlokas rishonim that just tears, that exposes what is happening in Yehorek Val Yavor. There is a gemara in Shabbos, three gemaras. More in Shabbos Tafayim Beis, a gemara in Sanhedrin. Where is it? Not Zion. Where is it here? No, is it? Yes, we have it. Okay, my memory is not so good. Can we make more Shabbos? If you want Shabbos, I am base, I'm a base. And it's a Gemara and Sanhedrin. That's some. Daf Samach Aleph from the base, and Sigmar Avodah Zarah. Let's just begin what I want to do tomorrow. Is begin here, Samach base. It's Samach Aleph. The Gemara talks about Oved Avel Kochavim, Machlokas Abaye and Rova, Oved Me'av U'Me'Yira. It's a Gemara here, Ayin Samach Aleph Amad Beis. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis Amad Beis. A major Machlokas, I'll just outline to you, major Machlokas between Rova and Abaye, and a major Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosus and the Tosus says very clearly, the act of Avodah Zorah itself is also. You're not chayiv misa unless you accept it as a god, but the act itself is also, and the act of Avodah Zorah itself is also, and it's yeharig val yahava because of the chumra of the aveira of Avodah Zorah. Take a look at the ritva there, dafayim bezim and bezim Shabbos. He says no. There is no aveira of Avodah Zorah if you do not accept it as a god. So why is it Yehorek Val Yahavah? Because it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Not to look as if you are worshipping Avodah Zorah. And they're coming from two very different angles. What is Yehorek Val Yahavah? Is it because the Chumras Aveira or the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? That is a very key machlokas. We'll have to see what's happening there. And then there's the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. We'll get there. And it says as follows. In the halacha, if you mishtachev it to a behemah, so that becomes possible korban as a nevad. Let's say someone stands with a gun at your head and say mishtachev it to this behemah. Again, you think it's a joke, but you go through it. You're not allowed to go through it, but you do go through it. Does it have a din of a nevad? What I did was Avodah Zorah? Well, because I thought it was a joke, it's nothing. Nafka mean, is that behemoth possible for a korban or not possible for a korban? Three sukkahs. And there's a maid, and when you do the sukkah in Sanhedrin here, Samach Aleph, Gemara Rashi Tosis, Siran and Rabbeinu Yonah. But what are we discussing to understand what it means to be Yehorek Vayava? Is Yehorek Vayava because of the Chumra of the Aveira? It's an Aveira Chamura. And then, or it's simply Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Then we'll get on to Yehorek Vayavor of Ritzicha. Is it because the Chumra Aveira of Ritzicha, or because it is, because it's a Svara? And what gets slept into that? Sheva ben Bichri. And that's where we get into Sheva ben Bichri. So we'll come back to Sheva ben Bichri. And we'll go through all of these sugyas. But first I want to see the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Marashi Tosis, here in Sanhedrin, the Rishonim, there in Shabbos, the Rishonim, but specifically the Ritva was very, very clear that Avodah Zorah, the Yisra Avodah Zorah is only when, if you accept it as a God. Not going through the act of Avodah Zorah. Against Tosis. Tosis is the act of Avodah Zorah. Masha Enkin, he says, so why is he Yorek Val Yavah? Kiddush Hashem. And Chil Hashem. Me'etz Hashem. Each one of these cases, we're going to understand what it's about. Now, and there are two things. Rabbi Spiro, are you here? Yeah. We're going to come to two separate things. What about Misrape, a person has, you're not allowed to be Nana from Avodah Zorah. So let's say you have something that was used for Avodah Zorah and you need it to save your life. Misratzim ba'atzei asherah. There's a tree that will work to Avodah Zorah. It's also Bahanoah. Can you use something from that tree as a refuah? There you want to use it. And we'll get in then. Something Rabbi Spiro jumped up. We call onus rotzon machmos onus. Someone forced me to a situation that because of that now I want to do it. And while I do it, I want to do it. Or someone's standing a gun to my head, I don't want to do it while I'm doing it. Or because when you take this refuah, you want to take the refuah. But why do you want to take the refuah? It's what we call rotzon machmos onus. And that's the Gemara of That's a Gemara also by Arias. And, you know, people have a Yetzirah of Arias. The person says, I don't want. And then all of a sudden the person sticks the two people together with an overwhelming Yetzirah that he didn't want to, but he was put in a situation to create. That's another big machlokas is shown. Rotzon machmasonis. You didn't want to get in that situation. You fought getting in that situation. But in the situation, you develop a rotzon. And that's different than someone standing a gun to my head, because then while I'm doing it, I don't want to do it. The other, a situation was created where I developed a rotzon. That's a whole, these are two, we have to define what onus is. We have to find what the aveira is. That was your question, right? That's it. I don't forget. There's, you don't want to get into the situation, but once you're in the situation, what is it? You end up wanting to do it. Is that an onus? That's not an onus. Or while you're doing it, you still don't want to do it. Okay. Well, Me'etz Hashem. This is a very broad topic, and we're going to go through it in a very complete way. Understand that. Okay.